All right, that's kind of interesting. I like that theme.
Cool, updated like this version?
Yeah, it's a new version.
Sped up the theme. Good job, Jer. All right, it's 8:53 here on the ticket. In 15 minutes, joining us in studio, Kevin Costner. Stay tuned for that. That's in Gordo's Corner. Kevin Costner with us in studio. Right now, it's the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. We've got four candidates to get to this week. We're a little light on shows coming to town this week, but we'll run through the candidates in just a moment. Last week, the biggest show coming to town was voted as being Sting's performance Sunday night at the American Airlines Center. That was part of the College Football Playoff National Championship weekend party. And our very own Joyce Durham attended
it's
that.
George
I'm
Dunham.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
George Dunham attended that concert Sunday night at the AAC. And now with the review, here he is. George Dunham.
Yes. Pretty remarkable night of music for a 63-year-old dude. You know, you always wonder about the performer when they get in their 60s. Do they start losing their range and their voice? His voice sounded amazing. It was really good. The sound was great. As you would imagine, he would surround himself with great musicians. His guitarist, Dominic Miller, was amazing. His keyboardist was a monster on keys, and they went into a couple of jams that were really good. He did the songs that you would expect. I think it was a very straightforward. I've seen him a few other times, and he's done a few more B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that this was for, in conjunction with the College Football Playoff, I think there was a lot of corporate folks there.
Yep.
So it was pretty straightforward. He played the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Message in a Bottle, you know, So Lonely, Roxanne, the hits from his solo career, Fields of Gold, which was, man, that is a gorgeous song. That is just, and it sounded so good there live, too.
Did you have a favorite? Was that it?
I think that was it. Either that or Every Breath You Take.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be the last one he played. He played bass throughout the night. Gordo, you would have enjoyed that. Have you ever seen him in person?
No, I have not seen him in person. I wanted to go to that show that Junior went to. But he's... No, I did see him. We saw him somewhere. He did a long concert. I think it was in Austin.
Not
I think
me.
I was with you. And he played that old 51 Precision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time I've seen him is when he was at the Meyerson a few years ago.
Yeah. Great bass player, obviously. And but at the end, the last song he played was Fragile, and he played classic guitar on it. Dang, if he can't pick, I forgot about
that.
He's
a great musician.
Yeah.
He can play anything.
Yeah.
What was the crowd like?
You know, it was a little light when we got there, and I thought, man, I don't know if this thing's going to fill up. But by the time he played his first note, it was packed.
Okay.
Yeah, there may have been a few empty seats here or there, but it was packed. And he was well-received. It was great. It was I was really glad I went.
Good.
Because I've seen him before, and I just thought, well, okay, you know.
You didn't experience the jealousy that you normally do with Sting?
I don't experience jealousy. That's ridiculous. I just called him out on the 24-hour thing, and I was right about that.
But the reason that bothered you was why? Why did that claim bother you so much?
It seemed to be an outrageous claim that my wife was very impressed with. And I kept telling her it's a bunch of bullsh.
That he could make love for 24 hours straight.
Yes, come on.
And, I think he can.
He later came out and said that he was exaggerating and whatever.
But he said he was only exaggerating by an hour. So
he only go 23.
Yes.
She's a big fan, and that's basically the reason we went. And, yeah, she loved it, too. It was great.
That was the biggest show coming to town last week, so let's see what it's going to be this week. And I'll just say ahead of this, we don't have quite the star power coming to town this week that we had last week.
We don't have a national championship game.
Just a disclaimer.
Okay.
All right, candidate number one, biggest show this week, Friday night at the Eisman Center in Richardson, Dennis DeYoung.
Okay.
Former lead member, lead singer, and founding member of the band Styx.
Does he have solo stuff, or is he just doing Styx stuff?
He's got solo stuff.
Okay.
Sounds like an old English king.
Oh, somebody just took a driver to my genitals.
Oh, really? I think I know who it was.
Who?
I think it was a guy reaching to his golf bag of sticks, and it was Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah, this wasn't necessarily one of my favorites.
Yeah, his voice always sounded like he should be in musical theater, not in rock. Doesn't this seem like something he's going to stage left to sing with the spotlight on him?
Yeah. He's now 67.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis DeYoung. Okay, cha-ching.
Yeah, rock me.
Where this again?
At the Eisman Center in Richardson.
Okay.
You like this one? It's Grand Illusion.
It sounds like a rock opera.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I don't hate this one.
Oh, it takes a while to get there.
Yeah, very rock opera.
Okay.
All right, that's candidate one.
Oh!
Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night as well, at Dan's Silverleaf in Denton.
One of my favorite places.
James McMurtry.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
Won't you boys come on up to Denton
this
County?
This is awesome.
I may do that.
What day is this? Friday.
Perfect for me.
Fridays are perfect for
you.
Yeah,
they're perfect for me.
You know, he's heavily promoting his son, Curtis.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of Curtis's work?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, I think I have, too. I thought it was pretty good. Does he sound like James?
No, he sounds nothing like James.
Okay.
Very, very different from James. Yeah, I don't know. I think James has given up on promoting himself.
Yeah, I think so. That's what it sounds like.
No, I take that back. You always make me feel so guilty because I get to joining in your little joke session.
I love James McMurtry.
You're always
that.
Joking off about him.
Let you say.
Okay. You turn him into a stuck starter. All right, that's candidate two.
I don't think he's. I think he's back up.
Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Bob.
Gladys Knight.
No pips.
I believe just Gladys Knight.
I don't care what anyone says. This is a great song.
This is a fantastic song.
What is a pip, by the way?
I don't know, but it's not easy.
Okay. I'll give you credit for that one. It's a song written by a classmate of my father's.
Really?
Yeah. He's come to know. Love this song.
The Pips, by the way, were a group before they, before they met Gladys, and they were named after James Pip Woods.
Indeed.
Yeah.
She is greatness. She is now 70. How about that?
That's awesome. She won't see 71.
Hey, don't say things like that. I think she's
stop
in
the music
perfect health. I think she's doing just fine.
What are you doing?
All right, and candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night at the Eisman Center, again in Richardson. Big week for the Eisman Center. It's the country stylings of Travis Tritt.
Is he still rocking the mullet?
Let's all hope so. I've got a fairly recent photo of him, and yes, he is.
Oh, no.
That's his thing.
What's wrong with him?
Good tune.
Here's a song that's been rewritten about a million times.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of other
things. Yeah, you just change the lyrics and call it a new song.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Friday night at the Eisman Center, Dennis DeYoung? Candidate two, Friday at Dan's in Denton, James McMurtry?
Yeah, thank you.
Candidate three, Saturday at the Windstar, Gladys Knight? Or candidate four, Sunday at the Eisman Center, Travis Tritt? George.
Can I vote for Casey Donahue at the House of Blues?
I'm Casey Donahue.
You know what?
I passed away quite some time ago.
As the czar of the biggest show since it's a light week, yes, I will accept
that
vote.
I vote for the Casey Donahue Band at the House of Blues on Saturday, I think.
Okay. Gordon.
I'm voting for James McMurtry. Not only is he performing on Friday, but he's also doing some concrete work at my house on Saturday.
Why do you do that to him?
Well, right. He's picking up extra jobs.
Sean?
I will second Gordon's vote. James McMurtry.
Okay. You bet.
Jer, can I vote for Monday Night Raw? Monday night?
No.
Okay.
Mm. Wow.
Then we'll go with Gladys Knight.
All right. Okay. Does somebody want to vote for Fernando?
I'll vote for the Casey Donahue.
Nobody wants to vote for Fernando.
Why? Give me Lawrence Welk. Is he still around?
All right, I'm going to vote for Gladys Knight, so we have a tie this
week. No, then I change mine to Gladys Knight.
Okay, then the winner is Gladys Knight, Saturday at the Windstar. That's the biggest show coming to town.
There you go.
All right.